Good morning. Bank of America's board opposes our proposal. They say an independent chair policy prevents the flexibility they need. They also say they don't want a singular fixed leadership model. To that I ask, should we demand flexibility in the leadership that governs the United States? I would argue that the U.S. government is unnecessarily rigid, and considering our current economic problems and our geopolitical situation, that we need to change our governance structure based on the current circumstances and needs. Of course, that is silly, but so is the insistence by the Bank of America board that it must be able to bend the rules willy-nilly according to whether it likes how the B of A leader is running things under the circumstances and needs of a given moment. But since the board insists that this is the ideal way to run things, I will highlight a few questionable decisions by Mr. Moynihan in the hopes that they might start changing their minds about their own rigidness. Number one, as leader of Bank of America, Mr. Moynihan has embedded himself in the World Economic Forum's agenda. My fellow shareholders may be surprised to learn that the World Economic Forum prioritizes transhumanism, abolition of private property, consumption of bugs, social credit systems, the Great Reset, and other Orwellian objectives. Why is this important for Bank of America to boost these globalists at the expense of U.S. sovereignty and values? Number two, as chairman of the World Economic Forum's International Business Council Stakeholder Capitalism Metrics Initiative, Mr. Moynihan worked to create so-called stakeholder standards that companies would be required to follow. After setting up these globalist rules, he said of any companies that fell short of this new social credit system that, quote, we shouldn't do business with you, end quote. He also said the purpose of these standards was to, quote, align capitalism with what society wants from it, end quote. Excuse me, but the very definition of capitalism is to deliver what people want from it. If you think you have the power and authority to align capitalism for some writ large societal agenda that you demand, then there's something wrong with you and you're not to be trusted. Number three, Bank of America handed over the financial data of 211 clients to federal agents following the January 2021 U.S. Capitol disturbance, simply because those customers visited an ATM somewhere in Washington, D.C. at the time of the alleged riot. Is this how Mr. Moynihan believes the company should protect customers and their data? These examples are all I can fit into 3 minutes, but there are many more. Tell me though, based on just these three examples, why should anyone trust Mr. Moynihan and Bank of America with their money, their identity protection, their capitalism, and their freedoms?